The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Second half of play about to get underway here in Ames. 38-27, BYU with an 11-point lead. The Cougs coming into the week, seventh nationally in bench points per game. And they had a 3-1 advantage in bench points over Iowa State in the first half of this game. 24-8, the bench advantage for BYU. And the Cougs will begin half number two with the basketball. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. Iowa State going right to left. And Trevin Nell will trigger for BYU on the far sideline. We're just adjacent to the BYU bench. If you're checking this game out on television and syncing up with us, Greg Wrubell, Tyson Jacks with you courtside. Here we go. Half number two underway. BYU with the same starting five. Nell high to Khalifa. Khalifa to the right wing. Holds it out for Spencer Johnson. Johnson sees a hedge, leaving Khalifa free on the short roll. Khalifa looking to pass out of the post and does so to Johnson on an 8-second shot clock. BYU late in the clock, down to 5 seconds for Noah Waterman. Mark Pope says, let's hurry this up. Dallin Hall with a 3 seconds to Khalifa for three, and he misses the three at the expiration of the shot clock. Noah Waterman had the rebound, lost it, and Iowa State comes away.
Yeah, like I said, Greg, I think this first 2 to 3 minutes is going to be real important to just how this game is going to play out. BYU's got to continue the tough defense.
BYU got a late shot clock three look from Khalifa deep, but not a bad look. And an early foul called on BYU on the Iowa State front end. It'll be on Trevin Nell. Nell picks up his second foul. That's the first whistle of half number two. 49 seconds in, BYU by 11.
And it wasn't a bad three by Ali. I mean, it was late in the shot clock, and Noah nearly came down with the rebound.
Lipsy, give and go with Jones. Robert Jones, that is. Curtis Jones comes off the bench. Keyshawn Gilbert to the top, holds out Lipsy. Lipsy top of the key three. Pull, fire, miss, wide left. And the rebound drops to Dallin Hall. Hall down floor, Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell right corner, Spencer Johnson. Back to Trevin on the wing. Trailer Khalifa up high. Ali operates on the right side of the perimeter. Now left wing, Dallin. Dallin runs his man over the Khalifa screen. Khalifa rolls low as Dallin Hall terminates. Scoops it to Khalifa. Back door to Allen. Dallin. Dallin scoop. He missed it off the rim. How did that not go? Oh, layup beneath the basket just does not go. That's tough luck miss for BYU. Momchilovic. Pick and roll low to Robert Jones. Knocked away. Cougars could not take it away. Iowa State with the open three off the reset. Lipsy makes it in the right corner.
Yeah, they thought they had the steal there, Greg, but Trey King came up with it. Lipsy was wide open in the corner.
Couple of tough possessions for BYU to open the half. A three missed by Khalifa, and then the layup by Hall right at the rim didn't go. And the Lipsy three at the other end. A tip ball to Waterman will drive and kick. Big answer for Dallin, and he misses the three. The rebound to Iowa State. 37-38-30 is our score. BYU by 8.
Three good looks for BYU.
Gilbert to the right junction. To the right base, goes beneath the basket, cut off beneath the hoop by Trevin Nell. Drifts it left corner. No, it's an air ball long by Waterman, by King, and the rebound to BYU. Waterman and the Cougs make it down floor, leading it by 8. BYU yet to score here in the second half. They went the first 2.5 of the game scoreless, and kind of similar here in half number two. Waterman, right wing, Trevin Nell. BYU's got an 8-point lead, 38-30. Dallin Hall up top will drive it to Khalifa. Khalifa dives low, backs his man down. That's Robert Jones. Kick in the corner. Noah, big three. Yes, there it is. Noah Waterman with his first points of the night. A welcome three-pointer in the left corner. It's a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Puts BYU back up 11, 41-30. That was coming at a great time for BYU, Tyson.
Yeah, big credit by Ali because he usually pulls up a lot, Greg, but he does just enough to get Noah some space.
3 minutes in. BYU defender fell down. Waterman, and so that left Trey King open for a lay-in beneath the hoop. He's got 6. The BYU lead is 9, 41-32.
Noah's already taken a few knocks in the first 3 minutes of the second half.
Trevin Nell spots an opening drive. Push shot, missed it heavy. Fouled on it. He'll get 2 free throws. BYU by 9, and Trevin Nell can restore the double-digit lead. Trey King picks up the foul.
Goodbye, Trevin. He hasn't really shot the ball, even that much tonight, but he was still aggressive. and forces Keegan just to make contact with him on that floater.
So the only three players who didn't score in the first half were Stewart, Waterman, and Nell. Waterman's already scored. Now we'll see if Trevin gets on the score sheet. Misses the free throw. He'll get a second to make it a 10-point game. 41-32. Trevin is an excellent free throw shooter, 75%. He was 26 for his last 31 from the stripe before that miss there. Did not play in the Iowa State game due to injury the first time around, so still looking for his first point of the season against the Cyclones. BYU by 9. BYU will sub in Trey Stewart, the aforementioned, for Dallin Hall. Dallin getting an early rest. 16:43 to play here at Hilton. BYU's already led for more time in the second half than any other Iowa State opponent this season. Nell, second of two after a long break there, and then rattles the second one home. So one for two on the trip. He's got his first point. BYU up 10, 42-32.
Yeah, good, but that was a longer break than usual. Yeah. Good for Trevin to stay focused and knock that one down.
Lipsy, left wing. Slow right-hand dribble. Lets things circulate around him. In to Ward. Ward on the arc right side. Back out to Curtis Jones, who's checked in. Jones got Johnson on the floor. And then knock away, take away Spencer Johnson.
Good job by Noah not falling asleep there, Greg. He knew exactly what was going to happen.
Khalifa. Backdoor Spencer waits for the man to fly by. Reverse flip and score. Spencer Johnson has six. And BYU has its game-high lead of 12 now.
He's going to show that to Joey in a few years and say, hey, son, I faked right, went with my left.
44-32, BYU. Taman Lipsy has it knocked away again by Johnson. Leaking is Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell layup blocked. And a foul. He'll get free throws. Ooh, what happened to Trevin as he hit the floor there? Got hit in the back of the head with something. May have hit his head on a rolling chair leg.
They got to get out of the way.
Yeah, there's a floor mopper and a photographer beneath the basket, cameraman, and I think Trevin hit his head, but he's okay. He'll be shooting two after this break. We're taking a timeout, 15:56 to play. It is BYU 44, Iowa State 32. Trevin shoots two after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back here at Hilton Coliseum, BYU with a double-digit lead, 12-44-32 over Iowa State. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. BYU led the first half at the break by 11, 38-27. Have outscored the Cyclones 6-5 here in half number two. As we come back in, Trevin Nell, who was 1-for-2 at the line a moment ago, goes back to the free throw line for two more on a foul before the break by Demarion Watson. Watson fouled Nell as he broke away after another BYU steal. That's four steals for BYU. Not bad against a defensive steal-heavy Iowa State team. Cyclones of six thefts on the night to BYU's four. The Cougars have turned it over 10 times to Iowa State's five. 10's a manageable number, Tyson, when you consider that they're averaging around 19 turnovers forced per game, right? Second nationally?
Yeah. It's just been really physical defense, Greg. And to BYU's credit, when they turn the ball, they haven't resulted in a lot of transition points for Iowa State. But for BYU, the past two possessions, it's been reading the scout. Noah not falling asleep on that back screen, slip to the basket, and then Spencer just doubling when Lipsy, whoever the guard was, Lipsy or Gilbert, tries to turn around and they get a steal, and it turns into points.
Your point well taken about BYU's turnovers has turned into only two fast break points, so not a lot of pick sixes happening the other way as Trevin Nell shoots two free throws and makes the first. He's got 2 points, both from the line and both here in the second half. BYU by a game-high 13 at 45-32.
Yeah, I don't think Coach will be happy with any of the turnovers, but at least you're not leading them to easy points.
Trevin 2-for-2, well done. Three straight from the stripe, and BYU's lead is 14 at 46-32.
And Trevin has been playing a lot better in the second half. The TCU example, he came back and just scorched the earth in the second half.
BYU came back from down a similar margin against TCU with the help of its home crowd on the weekend. So certainly it can be done. Have to be wary. And Iowa State's a team that can really turn the crowd on as Momcilovic misses the three and then a loose ball foul on BYU. That's too bad because they got the miss and Richie Saunders gets the foul. So Saunders called for his first. The Cougs have their second of the second half. They got the miss, just a foul called in the fight for the carom, so it'll stay Iowa State basketball. Yeah, Iowa State now 3-for-10 from deep. BYU 7-for-17. Momcilovic takes the inbound from Lipsy. Momcilovic posts up on Nell, fades away on him again, Nowitzki style, and knocks it down. Momcilovic, all three of his baskets are those 1-foot fadeaways tonight. 6 points for Momcilovic.
It's not a hard scout, but he's just so good at it.
BYU right back to work on the offensive end, though. Fuseni Traore at the right elbow. Bounces it out to Trevin Nell, wing right side. Trevin straight away, Dallin Hall between the circles, shaded right, sees a hedge, jumps a pass to Foose. Foose, back door, cut off as Saunders, triple teamed as Saunders, squeezes it up and misses at the rim, and the rebound to Iowa State. And then Trevin Nell fouls as Iowa State was out in transition. So Trevin will pick up his third and second of the second half here. Fouls are now 3-2 BYU here in half number two. BYU saw Richie Saunders triple teamed beneath the basket. Still got a good look up. Just wouldn't drop. So Trevin will check out. Spencer Johnson in. The Cougar lead still double digits, 46-34.
And I think maybe Trevin didn't think he had anybody back, but there were some Cougars getting back. But
Trevin will have a seat after 3 second half points. Momcilovic on the arc right side out to 3-point range. Straight away, Hassan Ward. Left to Curtis Jones. Curtis Jones, sixth man of the year candidate. Jones, three top of the key. Nope. Rebound, Fuseni Traore. Underhand scoops it to Saunders, and BYU's away into forecourt. Richie to front court right side. Holds it out there for Hall. Dallin on the wing right. BYU's up 12. Jackson Robinson is checked in. Baseline jumper, no. Rebound slapped by Saunders, but collected by the Cyclones. Iowa State into forecourt, trailing it by a dozen. 14-20 to play here at Hilton. And you got a bump in the back by Spencer Johnson on Milan Momcilovic.
Things tightening up here, Greg.
That it is. First whistle against Johnson here in the second half. Fourth, though, against BYU to just two for Iowa State. You feel that maybe there'll be more free throws here in the second half than we saw in the first.
And I like that the referees did let him play a lot more physical in the first half. I hope that continues because it's both these teams like to be physical.
Curtis Jones, arc right. Jackson Robinson gets a hand in the face. Flashing back door is Hassan Ward. A pass out to Gilbert. Keyshawn Gilbert will penetrate, get right to the rim, bank and short on it. And the rebound to Richie Saunders. Saunders racing into forecourt left side. Transition three for Richie. Nope. Rebound to Damarian Watson. Would have given BYU a 15-point lead. Richie felt like that was going to be a good shot for a guy that has not missed from three until that moment. A flip up and a miss. A tip follow, yes, by Hassan Ward. The miss at the rim, and then Hassan Ward drifts in for his first two, and that turns the crowd on. BYU's lead down to 10, 46-36. The Cougar lead largely to have been 14. Foose at the rim misses, gets the rebound. Back up and blocked. Back up and scores! Second and third chance opportunities, and Foose is on the board in the first in the second half. With his first two, he's got four.
Good luck, I was saying, the BYU need to be physical and just have that tenacity in the rim, and Foose shows that right there.
48-36, Cougar lead back up to dozen. 13-13 to play. Lipsy takes a bump from Hall, drifts a pass in the corner, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Iowa State basketball. 13-10 to go. Big make by Foose. Little spurt there by Iowa State. Good answer by Foose, and good tenacity beneath the boards.
Yeah, I mean, Foose is one of the strongest human beings you've ever met in your life. That was just good for him. I mean, he didn't get frustrated. He just kept he saw it off the glass twice, and then they eventually found some space and put it in.
Cougar shooting has cooled off a bit in the second half, but still shooting 49% for the game. Excellent number against Iowa State. Curtis Jones at the free throw line to Robert Jones. Jones will bang into Foose, turn on him, spin up, and score. Robert Jones has four. Nice move in the post to make it a 10-point game, 48-38. This crowd gets loud in spurts, but no real big runs to cheer. As back door goes Spencer Johnson, reverse lay-in, draws a foul. He missed the shot, but he'll shoot two free throws.
That was almost an Ali Khalifa type of pass from Foose right there, that backdoor cut.
Foose has learned a lot playing with Ali. That'll be a foul to Curtis Jones, his second, the Cyclones' third of the second half. Four for BYU, three for Iowa State, the foul tally. And Spencer Johnson will shoot two. He's got 6 points on the night. Spencer is 79% free throw shooter on the season and misses front end. Now 49 for 63 on his free throws this season. Had a career-high 28 in the first game against Iowa State. BYU leads it by 10. This for an 11-point lead.
Dallin just checked out. It looks like Jackson's going to run the point for the Cougars.
One for two for Spencer Johnson. He's got seven. 12:50 to play in an 11-point game. 49-38. Cougs on top.
Yeah, Spencer closing in. Maybe it's his third double-double. 7 points, 9 rebounds.
Keyshawn Gilbert draws a foul on a little shot at 6 feet left side. He'll get two free throws out of it on the miss. And Spencer Johnson has his second. The Cougs have their fifth of the second half. And free throws here for Keyshawn Gilbert. Gilbert, 72% free throw shooter. Had 16 points, 4 rebounds in the loss to BYU in Provo. Makes the free throw. He's got 3 points on the night, averaging 13.8 to lead Iowa State coming into tonight. A 2-time Big 12 newcomer of the week this year, Keyshawn Gilbert out of St. Louis, UNLV transfer. Started 29 games for the Rebels last year. Gilbert's second. Makes it a 9-point game. First time they've been within single digits here in the second half, 49-40. BYU's lead. Jackson Robinson runs a point. He's hounded by Curtis Jones. Jackson beats him to the free throw line. Push shot from there. Score! Jackson Robinson got the defender in his hip pocket, took him to the stripe, and knocks it down. 51-40. BYU by 11.
Jackson Robinson has definitely been much more aggressive trying to find his shot tonight.
Robinson's got 9. First two of the second half. Momchilovic on the wing left side. 12-12 to play here at Hilton. Waterman stays with Momchilovic, who's cut off at the free throw line. The pass out to Curtis Jones. NBA 3 right side, knocks it down. Curtis Jones from way out there. He's got 11, and it's an 8-point game. BYU's lead down to 51-43. Dallin Hall downhill. The handoff to Waterman goes for the dunk, and he's blocked. The Cyclones out in transition. Curtis Jones at the hoop, up and in. They see a timeout for BYU, under 12 to play. It's a 6-point game. Timeout Cougars, 51-45. BYU's lead shrinking. Iowa State in forecourt. Still no timeout. Now they call it.
Noah's got to be tougher. He's got to be stronger with the ball there and just go up.
51-45. Cougars lead it. Timeout on the floor. The fans on their feet. We're taking a break. Cougs lead 6 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Look at a top 10 matchup in the top 25 is 8th-ranked Marquette hosting 2nd-ranked UConn. Right now, with 5:19 left in the second half, it's UConn with the 70-59 lead on the road. One other top 25 game of note right now in the SEC, 15th-ranked Kentucky hosting Vanderbilt. Right now, Kentucky up 59-52. That game with 12.5 left in the second half. Now back to Greg and Tyson on the call of this game.
Thank you, Ben. BYU basketball here at Hilton Coliseum with the Cougars leading by 6. We call this our All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game right now with BYU's lead, which was 14, now down to 6. It was a 46-32 BYU lead, and since then, a 13-6 Iowa State run. But you knew the run would come. It's the kind of building where runs are going to happen, so you just have to weather the storm, and BYU's done a good job of that so far tonight. 51-45 Cougs, but it is our All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game. It comes with 11:33 to play here at Hilton. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments with All-Pro Capital. It's an All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game as the Cougars look to take this moment and answer. It's turned into a nice little run from Iowa State. They've scored made their last 4 shots from the field and taken the BYU lead down to 6. BYU led tonight by Richie Saunders, 15 points. They all came in the first half. Jackson Robinson with 9, 7 for Dallin Hall, 7 for Spencer Johnson. Those are your BYU leading scores. Curtis Jones with 13. And of Jones's 13 points, 5 coming in the second half, including a 30-foot three-pointer a moment ago that turned this crowd on. Taman Lipsy has 10. Those are the 2 Cyclones in double figures. 11:33 to play. And BYU basketball as we come back in. Greg Rubel, Tyson Jacks courtside here at Hilton Coliseum. Good timeout there from Mark Pope.
Yeah, he understands that this crowd can make such a big difference, just as it did Saturday for the Cougs. Just to settle it down and be like, hey, guys, we're fine. We're okay.
Dallin Hall topside to Trevin Nell. Nell leans into Khalifa. Corner 3, in and out from Saunders.
They're getting good looks, that's a positive thing, Greg. They're not forcing a lot of shots right now.
3 of those went for Richie in the first half. He's missed his 2 triple tries of half number 2. Leads BYU with 15. Baseline push shot missed by Robert Jones. BYU on the rebound. Mark Pope gesticulating, waving his team into forecourt. Dallin Hall up top. Khalifa 3, right side. In and out, another one. Back-to-back in and out. Saunders and now Khalifa. Good looks and just spinning out. The centrifuge action on the 3. Scoop and miss. at the rim. Iowa State, rebound, stick back, and miss again. Rebound. BYU, no! Jones miss. Another rebound.
Wow.
Khalifa. Multiple looks, the last one from King, and nothing went for Iowa State.
Man, that was pure just want, desire from Iowa State. Just couldn't get it to go.
Jackson Robinson left side. Jackson to the top. He was fouled on his penetration. He was fouled. The fans don't like it, but Jackson was clearly hacked. Timeout on the floor. 10:25 to play. It'll be BYU ball out of bounds on foul number four for Iowa State here in half number two. Cougs answering back here. The lead got down to six. It hasn't gotten any smaller. The Cougs will have the basketball, and we come back to Ames. It is BYU 51, Iowa State 45 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fort, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. BYU's led for nearly 18 minutes here in Hilton. The home team's led for under 10 minutes. And as noted earlier, this entire season, only two teams had leads here in the second half in Ames. West Virginia and Houston each led for fewer than 40 seconds. And BYU's led all the way here in half number two. So no one has done to ISU what BYU's done to ISU here at home. And then you think back at the home game, Tyson Jackson, and no one scores 87 on a T.J. Otzelberger team, which is what BYU did in Provo. So BYU's certainly been the match for one of the best teams in the Big 12 tonight.
Yeah, most definitely. And the way they won back then was three-pointers, no turnovers. They have turned the ball over a little bit more today, but you expect that on the road. But the Cougars can start knocking out threes. They're getting open looks. They're not rushing anything. And the ball continues to move. When the ball stops to move for BYU, that's when you know they're getting sped up and things are, you're in trouble. But I haven't seen that yet.
Well, we're a week away from a tournament action here in Kansas City. And this is a battle tonight for seeding and placement. And we'll see just where it is. BYU does end up. We do know that they'll start no earlier than Tuesday and are in the running. Rather, no earlier than Wednesday, yep, and are in the running for a Thursday start should enough things break their way, including a win here tonight in Ames. But we're back in with 10:25 to play. And Trevin Nell will trigger on the baseline to the right of the BYU basket. Nell into Richie Saunders. Saunders high to Dallin Hall. Dallin walks it left, jumps a pass to Khalifa. Backdoor Saunders. Saunders at the rim, up and in.
And
there it
foul.
Is, and a foul coming out of the timeout. Oh, yeah, Mark Pope fist bumping his staff and patting his players. They come out of the timeout with the play that looks just like that, with Richie finishing at the rim and the foul. Chance for a three-point play. Saunders is 17, his first two of the second half, and he goes to the line as BYU goes back up 8, 53-45. This for a nine-point cushion.
We couldn't see, but I bet Ali's eyes just lit up when he saw Richie was wide open on the cut.
And the free throw good. He's got 18, two off a career high. The lead back to nine. The foul goes to Curtis Jones, by the way, his third. And the fouls are now even, five apiece here in the second half.
And Richie's the one you want taking that by the rim. He's almost shooting 80% at the rim this year, Greg.
Keyshawn Gilbert looked at the slow roll, takes it himself, cuffs it on Robinson, throws high to Curtis Jones. Jones left wing to Robert Jones. Back to Curtis for an 18-foot jumper, knocks it down. Curtis Jones, a really good second half. He's got 15, seven-point game, 54-47.
And he's done it in a variety of ways. That long three, that pull-up jumper.
Khalifa. Arc right Robinson. Beats Gilbert around the double-team defender and a foul on his way. Was he shooting or is it on the floor? Let's see what Jerry Pollard calls here. He says
shots.
Gilbert the foul, his second. Iowa State 6, so BYU's going to be in the bonus the rest of the way. We've got 9:41 to play. Two big free throws here for Jackson Robinson. This to get the double figures. 9 points on the night.
Jackson lost the ball. It's because his arm got hacked.
Free throw good. Jackson is the second Cougar in double figures. Saunders 18, Robinson now 10. BYU's lead is 8, 55-47. 2 for 2, so reliable. Now 49 for 55 at the free throw line. He's shooting at 90% from the free throw line. Taman Lipsy accelerates into forecourt on Robinson. BYU 56, Iowa State 47. Looking for a few stops here are the Cougars. Gilbert spins into the paint. Little fallback runner. No, but he's fouled. He'll get free throws. Yep, Iowa State forcing the issue right now, knowing there's a little desperation here with Dallin Hall picking up his second. Only his second, I do believe. That's two on Hall. And fouls are even six apiece. So both teams will be in the bonus starting with the next foul. BYU basketball presented by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, a proud sponsor of BYU Athletics. Free throw miss there.
And a tight whistle, I think, actually, or not tight whistle, a loose whistle, I think actually helps Iowa State because they like to push. They like to get into the paint. I mean, a lot of shots that Gilbert's having, they're not your conventional shots, you know what I mean?
So 0 for 2 on the trip, meantime, and BYU with a 9-point lead grabs the rebound. Gilbert 0 for 2, Jackson Robinson, hard baseline drive. Restarts, knocked away, taken away, turnover on the baseline. Iowa State the other way, racing out into forecourt. Keyshawn Gilbert right side. Left wing, Taman Lipsy, big three. 13 for Lipsy.
Yeah, double team just forced Jackson to lose the ball.
6-point game again, 56 to 50. Turnover turns into 3 points. Dallin Hall drives the base, back to Nell for an open three. That's in and out. The Cougar misses, so tantalizing here in the second half. They're spinning out. They're not hard off the rim. They are centrifuging out.
And they're good looks, Greg. I'll keep saying it.
56-50, BYU by six. Iowa State pushing back again. Curtis Jones beneath the basket. Drift pass right corner to Lipsy. Down to a 12-second shot clock. Curtis Jones. Penetrate, lean back, score, and the foul. He's heating up. 17, chance for 18. Curtis Jones taking over here in the second half. And Iowa State's almost all the way back from down 14.
They've stayed aggressive, Greg. With the whistle kind of changing a little bit in the second half, they've stayed aggressive. They're getting some... BYU's fouling a little bit more.
Khalifa fouls his second, seventh on BYU. Free throw for a 3-point play for Curtis Jones. ISU doing to BYU what BYU did to TCU. Saturday, home crowd, big deficit, make a run. They've made their last three, have the Cyclones from the floor. BYU still in front. So it pays to have that 14-point lead here on the road, down to four, but still in front. Free throw good. Curtis Jones, 18 to Ty Richie Saunders for the game-high scoring honors. Fans on their feet here at Hilton. 8:20 to play. Whole new ball game. Yeah, Dallin Hall, left wing.
He's got to score here, get the media timeout, get these guys a little bit more quiet.
Slow bounce for Hall. 15-second shot clock, working left side. High screen by Foose. Rolls low, takes it on the handoff to Johnson. Johnson waits, kicks in the corner. Massive three, missed by Nell. The tap rebound to Foose. Foose waits, goes back up, missed at the rim. Rebound, Iowa State.
Foose has just got to go up stronger.
Multiple looks there for BYU. Transition three for the lead. Good for Lipsy. We're tied up. He's got 16 from down 14. Tie ball game. Timeout BYU. We're taking it. 7:44 to play here in Ames. 56 all. The Cyclones have battled back from down 14 to tie the game on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball presented by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Go on in and enjoy Central Texas barbecue right there in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. 9-0 Iowa State run as BYU's gone without a field goal for the last 2.5 minutes. The Cougs have missed 6 of their last 7, while the Cyclones make all of their last 4 from the floor. BYU led by 14 at 46-32. And since that time, it is a 24-10 Iowa State run to tie the game at 56. BYU's three-point shooting has left it for the time being. They were 6 of 14 first half. The Cougs were from 3, 1 for 8 in the second half. And so many of the looks, again, they're not banging off the iron hard. They're going in and spinning out. They've been just that close in the second half. And it's interesting, BYU's not won a game this year when they shoot under 32% from 3. And at the moment, they're at 31.8, so technically just under 32%. You got to get above that number in the final 7:44, it might appear here in Ames. BYU and the Cyclones all square at 56. A fun final 8 minutes on tap for us here at Hilton.
Yeah, and like you said, those threes have been coming out. Like, they're getting good looks, and I think maybe Coach Pope and the time, I think the more of the focus is on defense. Hey, guys, we got to go back to our principles, but offense, keep moving the ball. I mean, Trevin had two wide-open threes. He's going to knock those down. He's just been much more resilient this year.
I think it was last week in Lawrence, he might have been 0 for 3, 0 for 4. The 1-3 he makes is huge.
Yep.
And he's 0 for 3 right now and due for a make for sure. Spencer Johnson, 7 points, 9 rebounds in this game. The 9 rebounds, 2 off a career high. Richie Saunders, 18 points, 3 rebounds, is 2 points off a career high. As we come back in, it'll be BYU basketball with Hall, Nell, Johnson, Waterman, Traore. Iowa State a little late out of the timeout. Everyone present and accounted for. Here we go. Dallin Hall runs it left. Straight away to Foose. Wide open backdoor. Waterman waited and traveled with it.
That's multiple times Noah's been... He's hesitated around the rim, and it's been turnovers almost every time.
He was by himself beneath the rim, but he waited, and in waiting, shuffled the feet and turns it over. Turnover number 12, one more than BYU had the entire game in Provo against Iowa State. So Iowa State plays for its first second-half lead on this possession.
I think he anticipated somebody meeting him at the rim, Greg.
Backdoor lob, alley-oop missed. Missed by Iowa State, and a whistle. What do we have? Foul on Foose. Did he foul the would-be dunker? If so, it's going to be 2 free throws. Well, it's going to be 1-1 at the least. 2 shots. So they say Foose. I could hardly hear the whistle as loud as this building is right now. And so it'll be Hassan Ward, but not a good free throw shooter. Ward, only 54% from the stripe, goes to the line for 2.
Play is under video review. They're reviewing something. I don't know what they're reviewing.
Fouls here in the second half now, 8 for BYU to 6 for Iowa State. The foul on Foose, his third. 7:24 to play, and the Cyclones will shoot for the lead from the free throw line. They last had a lead in the first half with 9:46 to play. In half number one, Iowa State led 16-14. That was their last lead until this moment. The free throw good by Hassan Ward. 10-0 Iowa State run now. 57-56 Cyclones. And 2 for 2 for the 54% shooter. So Iowa State by 2 now. They've overcome a 14-point deficit to lead 58-56. Can the Cougars answer on the front end? Spencer Johnson, right wing. Terminates, jumps a pass across the arc to Saunders, touch pass left corner. Trevin Nell raising, will now pull it out around the arc straight away, down to a 15-second shot clock. Spencer Johnson, a post up, knocked away, sees a double team in the right corner, calls timeout, and BYU's out of timeouts now. Iowa State 3 remaining, and BYU's done for timeouts with 7:02 to go as Spencer was caught in the corner, nowhere to go. So BYU down 2. 58-56, Richie Saunders among those rallying the troops right now. A 30-second timeout, we stay right here with it. Now they're pulling the chairs out. They're going to go full on this. Well, it's a full, but not immediate timeout. It's a 60, but not immediate timeout. So we'll stay right here with it. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta. Delta, the official airline of the BYU basketball team, men's basketball program.
Yeah, I mean, this is the one point I think that BYU looks a little frazzled, Greg. I mean, Spencer going into the corner, you just know they're going to bring 2. I think they're fine. They just need to make a basket. It's kind of like what? When you watch Baylor in Texas the other night, Texas just couldn't buy a basket, and then it just landslide. So I think that BYU can get a basket, kind of get the crowd out of it a little bit, because defensively they've picked it up the last few possessions.
11-0 is the Iowa State run. BYU, a scoring drought of nearly 3 minutes, 1 for the last 7 from the field. And again, the Cougars were on the sending end of this just a few days ago against TCU. It was TCU up big in the second half, but then the crowd and the team worked in concert and became kind of that landslide. And BYU's on the receiving end of it for the moment, but still a ton of time left. 7:02 and only a 2-point deficit to make up. But it's the Cyclones in front now, 58-56.
You just got to trust yourself right now. Trust everything, the game plan, everything the coach is talking about, just trust it right now. You got 7 minutes. You had a big lead. You've made shots. Just go back to the fundamentals.
BYU basketball sideline right in front of the Cougar team area. Dallin Hall gets ready to send in to Nell. Nell to the short corner. Jumps it there on a five-second shot clock into the hands of Foos, who scores it. That was a late shot clock attempt. He had to shoot it, and it dropped right to Foos, who ties the game.
I think he got blocked, and I think Watson just didn't see where the ball went. Foos, luckily, good recognition, gets it and ties the ball game.
58-all, 6:45 to go. Lipsy downhill, scoop and miss at the rim, tip and rebound. BYU Spencer Johnson forecourt veers to the right, pick they pocket. Did Taman Lipsy?
Somebody's got to tell him something. Somebody's got to tell him what's going on.
Forecourt, Iowa State. Lipsy into Hall, scoop and score with the foul. 3-point play chance. Gallen's got his third. Lipsy's got 18. 18 for Lipsy, 18 for Jones, 18 for Saunders. Spencer Johnson nearly had his pocket pick coming up the floor and then did have it picked when he got to the other end of the floor a moment ago. Turnover number 13. And Iowa State's turning BYU turnovers into points. 15 so far, 15-9. Spencer will have a seat. 6:25 to go. Cyclones by 2, 60-58. This for a 3-point lead, which will be the largest of the second half for the home team. Taman Lipsy, 10 of his 17, rather 11 of his 18 coming after halftime. Another one. 19 for Lipsy to lead all scorers, averaging 12 points a game, having a great game. 61-58 Cyclones. Jackson Robinson takes it into forecourt. Dallin's on the floor with him. Another turnover, but nope. Fusani Traore tracks it back in the backcourt. Good work by Foos to get it back for BYU. Into forecourt, Dallin Hall with a 10-second shot clock. Drive and kick. Big three for the tie. Jackson misses it. And the rebound to Foos on a reset. The board from Traore. Dallin downhill. Kick in the corner. Jackson again for three. This one's missed again. BYU 1-for-10 from deep. Back to Saunders on a reset. He'll drive it middle. Left wing Dallin. Straight away. No! He knocks it down. There it is.
Offensive rebounds, Greg.
At 61. Similar to the shot he made against Kansas.
Yes. What being wedging. BYU gets the offensive rebound. Foos, Dallin, great job on the offensive glass there for the Cougars.
And Trevin Nell's first field goal of the night is a game-tying three. 5.5 to go. Lipsy terminates short corner left. Now left corner to Keyshawn Gilbert. Gilbert, Curtis Jones near the timeline. Hassan Ward straight away. 10-second shot clock. 5:21 to play in the game. Lipsy, make it Curtis Jones. Lipsy on the left wing. Lipsy will drive it to 10 feet. Fade away at the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound Foos. And the Cougs can retake the lead.
Good defense there. They didn't let him get to the paint.
Really good defensive sequence for BYU. Saunders high, Foos. 5 minutes to play. Tie ball game. Traore, 61-61. Hands right out to Hall. Does Foos. A short roll to Foos. He'll dive low. See a double knockaway takeaway. Another steal. BYU's 14th turnover. Iowa State's 9th steal.
You got to be strong.
Transition three. Missed by Curtis Jones. Traore on the rebound. Back we go the other way. Everyone catching a breath here with 4:40 to go. 61-61.
So now two Cougars have 10 rebounds. Foos with 10. Johnson with 10.
Foos doesn't yet have a double-double this year. Might this be the night? Dallin Hall stepped back. Thought about the three. We'll give it up to Saunders. Beats Jones on the first step, gets to the rim, misses, but he gets fouled and will shoot two free throws. So Traore 6-10, Johnson 7-10 points and rebounds. Leading scorer Saunders 18, Robinson 11, and Richie, the aforementioned, goes to the line where he could tie his career high with points if he makes both free throws.
And that's just Richie not having any fear. Ward sees what's coming. He kind of waits, and then once Richie gets close enough, that's where he kind of attacks. But Richie's not scared. You can't be scared in a game like this.
4:23 to go for the lead. Saunders. Yep. The glue guy helping BYU stick together late. After the Cougs go down, they've forged a tie and have now taken a 1-point lead, 62-61. Just for a 2-point cushion. 4:23 to play. Cougs on top. Richie for the second of two. Good again. Richie, 20 points, ties a career high.
I know a lot of Iowa State people are talking a lot of trash about Richie after the first Iowa State game. They can't say much to him. Now he's got 20 points.
King Richard in the two games against Iowa State, 32 points so far. Lipsy has it knocked out of his hands. Tracks it back down near the sideline. Will now drive on Hall. Kick in the corner. Big three. No, in and out. Slapped rebound collected by Curtis Jones. A reset for Iowa State. A kick in the paint. A loose ball. And Robinson saves in to Foos. Behind the back and over the head. Blind pass. Wow.
That's a pickup basketball. That's me and you playing, just throwing the ball around, Greg. You there? I think you're there, Greg. I'm going to throw it.
What a play by Jax. A collection by Traore, and BYU with a two-point lead and the ball in forecourt. The under four-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Short roll, Foose. Low to Richie. Richie double team. Will back it out to Dallin for a huge three. Short on it. The tap by Foose. Loose ball foul on Traore. And Iowa State basketball. No, Iowa State free throws after this. 1-1 for the Cyclones. Foose has picked up his fourth foul as we take a break. 3:33 to go in Ames. The Cyclones to the line with BYU up 2, 63-61 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the All-Pro Capital courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Back at Ames, Iowa, Hilton Coliseum, Cougar basketball presented by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedAndJensen.com. Great Big 12 basketball game here tonight. Two-point lead for BYU, 63-61 with 3:33 to play. As we come back in, Iowa State will shoot 1-1. Nope, beg your pardon. It'll be a two-shot foul. That was team foul number 10 on BYU to Iowa State's 7. So it's a two-shot foul. Fuseni Traore called for a loose ball foul before the break. Frustrated because Fuse had got the ball in a fight for the rebound. And he was called for holding off, I guess, with one hand while he grabbed the ball with the other. But he got the ball.
He's more talented than I am, Greg. But you've got to love the response from BYU here, Greg. Iowa State goes on this run. The crowd gets all the way back into it. But BYU's made some timely shots. Trevin Nell knocking down that three. Richie has some free throws. Defense intensity has picked up. And you've got 3 minutes and 33 seconds to end another home winning streak. And if we're being honest, Houston's probably watching this game like, let's go. They're cheering for the other Cougars tonight.
Yep, true enough. If BYU wins, the other Cougars become outright Big 12 champions. Houston a winner tonight on the road at UCF. TCU a winner on the road at West Virginia. BYU will be either tied for fourth or tied for sixth after this game. Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders, Trevin Nell, Jackson Robinson, Fuseni Traore on the floor for BYU. Iowa State shooting 2. Who goes to the line for the Cyclones?
It should be Robert Jones.
If it's Robert Jones,
it is Robert
it's
Jones.
A 51% free throw shooter who has not made a free throw attempt tonight.
Big Rob Energy. Is that
Big
what
Rob Energy out of Prior Lake, Minnesota, misses the free throw, and BYU will stay in front for the moment.
I will give this piece. I met Robert Jones at Big 12 Media Day. He's one of the nicest players I've ever met. Not meaning I want him to make this free throw.
9 points, 3 rebounds in Provo, and rattles home the second
that's
for his fifth point of this night.
That's on me, Greg. I apologize.
63-62, BYU by 1. Jackson Robinson will take it into forecourt. BYU shoots 1-1 on the next Iowa State foul. 3:20 to go. Dallin Hall hounded by Lipsy. BYU's played so well to lead most of the way here in a very tough place to have a lead. Right wing Richie. Strong on the three. Rebound Cyclones.
That's a good look, though. We made those earlier.
Saunders now 3-for-6 from deep. 3-for-3 in the first half. 0-for-3 after halftime. BYU by 1. Robert Jones backs down from the right block on Foose. Foose stays up and down. Jones flips up and makes it the rim for the lead. Robert Jones has 7, and the Cyclones are back on top, 64-63. Dallin Hall jumps a pass to Foose.
A steal
and a foul. It'll be 1-1 for Traore. They jumped the passing lane, but Foose had already gotten 2 hands on the ball when the Cyclone defender collided with his arm. So it's a good call there.
That's a tough one to call. But there was contact there.
Foose was trying to collect the pass. The defender came through. And like a defensive back meeting a wide receiver when the ball gets there, the timing has to be just right. This was called a foul. Foose shoots 1-1 in a one-point game. 64-63 Cyclones. Foose has 6 points on the night. No free throw attempts. Front end. In and out.
Oh, off of Robert Jones. BYU basketball off his
foot. Jones couldn't collect the rebound, so BYU will keep possession. 2:36 to go, and BYU basketball. The Cougs are already down the floor the other way, but Jones had that free throw rebound go off his body and out. So BYU catching a bit of a break. We'll take that, the way the rim has treated BYU in the second half.
Yeah, the ball kind of, like, it looked like it ran out of air, went right off his foot.
2:36 to go. Timeout, or rather, trigger for BYU. No timeout. Dallenhall will send in. Lobs to Saunders on the arc right side. Starts high to Khalifa. Khalifa in the post to Ritchie. Sees a double. Squeezes it up anyway. Doesn't crawl over the iron. And the rebound out of bounds off of Iowa State. BYU basketball. 2:28 to go. Cougars keep the possession. Ritchie right at the rim. Could not see it drop. And 64-63. Cyclones lead by one.
You got to give it to Ritchie. I know his shot's kind of falling in the second half. He's one of six. But he's staying aggressive. Like, he had two guys around him. He's not afraid to get some elevation, try to lay that one in.
Khalifa out, Foose in. Saunders off the trigger. Dallenhall left wing. Short roll, Traore at the free throw line. Sends out to Robinson. Pull, fire, missed the three short. Offensive rebound, Hall. Blocked from behind. They wanted a goaltend not called off the window. And Iowa State the other way with 2:10 to play. Tough miss in tight for BYU. Timeout to TJ Otzelberger.
They're still talking about they want that.
Now, the bonus timeout's already been called here in the second half, and so this will be a team called 30 by Iowa State. We'll stay here with it. 2:07 to go. They're going to call it a 60.
Yep.
We've had the under 4 minute timeout, right?
Yep.
So they're going to call this 60, but not a true full, because we already had the bonus timeout earlier in the half, right? We've already had the fifth. Am I right about that, Tyson? My recollection was they already called the bonus timeout.
They did. Yep,
came early
did.
In the half. So this will be a 60, but not a media full timeout. So we'll stay right here with it. So it's 2:07 to go, and Iowa State has a one-point lead, 64-63, and the ball. The Cougs have made only one of their last eight from the field, 0 for their last five, but it's a one-point game. BYU got out to a 14-point second-half lead at 46-32. That was the game-high lead for BYU. Iowa State's game-high lead came in the first half at 9-4, only a five-point cushion. Great fight from BYU on the road. Second consecutive week, they come to one of the toughest gyms in the country. And after a win in Lawrence, ending a 19-game home win streak, the Cougs are trying to pull off a win that would end a 17-game home win streak. And regardless of the outcome tonight, BYU showing tonight, as it has all season, that the Cougs are a fit in every way for the Big 12.
Yeah, and I think the MO for a little bit was BYU couldn't compete on the road because they had that rough stretch for these past two games. It's been just murderer's row, right? You look at the end of the schedule, when they came out, you're like, holy crap, we've got Kansas and Iowa State, our last two road games. But the Cougars, as they've done all year, they've taken that underdog mentality and been like, hey, we're going to take it to you. It doesn't matter where we're playing, we're going to push you guys to your limits.
All right, Cyclone basketball. Iowa State right to left as we see it in the second half. BYU coming our way left to right. Greg Rubel, Tyson Jex with you courtside here in Ames. 2:07 to go. Cyclones by a single point. Curtis Jones will trigger on the sideline in front of the Cyclone team area into Taman Lipsy. Here we go. 20-second shot clock. Hall goes under the screen. Lipsy free for three. Heavy on it. And the rebound. Iowa State lost it to Foose. Good collection there by the Cougs.
Good hands by Foose. There was a lot of hands there.
Iowa State crowd rising as its team defends BYU. Trailing by one, 1:40 to play. Foose up high to Dallin, thought about the three. Will drive it instead. Kick in the corner, knocked out of bounds by the Cyclones. Nope, last touch by BYU, another turnover. That's 15 for BYU on the night. Turning into 16, points off of turnovers so far. A jump pass to the wing and out of bounds off of Saunders, I do believe.
Yeah, Dallin was expecting Ritchie to still be there, but Ritchie was expecting kind of drive the lane.
So 90 seconds to go, 64-63, slow bounce for Iowa State. They'll take a little clock here, get the look they want in a one-point game. 1:20 to play here at Hilton. What a finish we have in store, 64-63 Cyclones. Lipsy guarded by Hall out front, down to eight on the shot. Gets to five with Lipsy scooping off the window and missing. Foose has the rebound, knocked out of his hands and off of Foose, out of bounds. BYU had the rebound, and Foose lost it off his leg. It'll stay Cyclone basketball, 1:10 to play. They may look at this. They probably should.
They will.
They're going to take a peek at this. That's too bad. BYU got the miss on the Lipsy scoop. Not a great shot by Lipsy, but the rebound ended up going off of the official, said Traore, out of bounds. Was it finally touched by Foose? We're taking a look at the replay here on our courtside monitor.
Lipsy just doing what he's been doing second half, just driving the paint. Yeah, it's off Fusa's thigh.
So Iowa State will catch this break and have the basketball with 1:10 to play, looking to make it a 3 or 4 point game.
I think from my perspective, what I'm seeing is Iowa State's going to run the clock down and they're going to try to drive, and if they don't make a shot, they're trying to maybe get bailed out by a foul. They've done that a lot in the second half, and they've been rewarded either making a tough basket or going to the free throw line.
BYU hustling so hard here at Hilton. 43-33 on the rebounds. BYU with the edge. Offensive rebounds also to BYU, 14-12, but they're under a 1-to-1 rebound to second chance point ratio, which you do not want to be. You want to be at least 1-to-1, if not better. And then 14 offensive rebounds, they're at 9 second chance points. Iowa State also a hair under. 12 offensive rebounds, 11 second chance points. It's a 1 point game, 64-63. Cougars looking to find a way. They've been scoreless for 3 minutes and 14 seconds, but they're right there. They missed 0 for the last 5 from the field, and they're right there. 64-63. Long look, but I thought this should have been a quicker look. I thought it was pretty clearly off of Foose, but
I agree 100%.
They're spending a lot of time on this. When the first look, the only look I got, Tyson looked right off of Traore's thigh.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with 100%. Lipsy just knocked it off his thigh, which is, I mean, that's what you do, and maybe they're looking at time. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be that too, but 1:10 to play as we sit in a 20-second shot clock. Taman Lipsy leads all scores with 19. Curtis Jones, 18. Those are the two Cyclones in double figures. BYU with Saunders, 20, tying a career high. And Jackson Robinson's 11.
Yeah, I mean, they have to have all the angles that we see, Greg. I don't know what's taking this so long, to be honest with you.
Chris Pacey and Jerry Pollard at the monitor. Marcus Pettigrew right now sitting this out. BYU following tonight heads home to take on Oklahoma State on senior night Saturday.
I think they're looking at the time.
Iowa State will be at Kansas State to finish the regular season on Saturday. And we'll see when the ball went out of bounds, maybe on the clock here. BYU with a win goes into a tie for fourth with Texas Tech, and Kansas at 10-7 with a loss, but drop into a tie for sixth with TCU at 9-8. BYU's already assured of no worse than a 500 record in league, and with a win on Saturday, regardless of the outcome tonight, secures a winning record.
If you're Iowa State, you're kind of frustrated because they took so long. They're giving BYU a timeout, but because BYU doesn't have a timeout. And they didn't change anything. I don't know what they're...
Yeah, BYU's final timeout was called with 7:02 to go.
I don't know what... Oh, they added 1 second.
So after all that, although what they did was they pulled the shot clock down to 5, saying Foose never got possession.
Yeah, and it never hit the rim.
Yeah, so and Foose, after grabbing it, never got firm possession to send BYU the other way. So a 5-second shot clock.
So I apologize for probably sound like a whining. It took too long, but they did a good job there.
They wanted to make sure possession wasn't secured and then get the right time, and they have 5 seconds on the shot clock. Gilbert with 3. And with 2, spinning with 1. The hook, jump hook, no. And the rebound to BYU with 1 minute to go. BYU in the forecourt with Dallin Hall, left side. They held for the 5 seconds. They got the miss. They got the rebound.
Who's going to make the shot for BYU?
Foose up top, traveled on the wing. Turnover. The untimeliest of giveaways for BYU. It's turnover number 16 on the night. And with 53.4, the Cyclones play for a long clock and a make here.
And he did walk. He didn't stop on 2 feet.
64-63 Cyclones. BYU scoring drought 3:31 and counting. Taman Lipsy to forecourt. Hall picks him up at the timeline. 15-second shot clock. 40 seconds on the game clock. Cyclones 64, Cougars 63. Dallin Hall playing with 3 fouls, not 4, as Lipsy will drive, terminate alley left. Tapped by Johnson into backcourt, racing is Curtis Jones into forecourt. The 3 is missed, and the rebound stick back by Jones is good, and the foul.
They call a foul? Nope, they're not. No shot, they're calling a foul.
Foul before the shot, the stick back. If it's a foul before the stick back, on Saunders, it'll be 2 shots for Jones in a 1-point game. So the 3 missed, and then the rebound to Jones. He goes right back up with it, which probably isn't the right play, considering where Iowa State was.
You have time.
And he was fouled on it. And now a guy That is 51% on the year, and 1-for-2 tonight goes to the line for two to give BYU a shot in this game. BYU down 64-63 with Robert Jones at the line. So on the missed three, Jones, the rebound, goes right back up with it, but was fouled on the shot. Yeah. Fouled before the shot.
Yeah, I know he made that shot, but...
And the free throw missed. So Jones 1-for-3. Now the Cougars need the rebound. Should he miss the second? Even with a make, you've got a shot to tie or win.
BYU doesn't have a timeout. They just have to go with the flow of the game here.
They have no timeouts left. The shot clock is off. 22.2. What they must do, should Jones miss, is secure that rebound. And Jones has a good chance of missing it 1-for-3 on the night. Second. Missed again. Rebound. Khalifa, BYU with the chance to win it. 64-63, Cyclones by one, 15 seconds to go. Dallin Hall drives the base hard and turns it over, dribbled out of bounds. Lipsy pressured, and Dallin dribbled off his foot. That felt a lot like the Utah dribble in the similar situation. And so it's another turnover, and the Cougars have just had all kinds of turnover trouble late. That's their third giveaway in the last 4 minutes. BYU scoreless in more than 4 minutes, and timeout, Iowa State with 12.7. BYU must foul and hope for more free throw misses. BYU with a shot to win the game, and Dallin Hall lost the dribble on a drive to the right baseline. Lipsy applied the pressure, and Dallin bounced it off his foot. So tough luck for BYU in a one-point game. Iowa State won for its last eight. BYU won for its last eight. Is a slugfest down the stretch. And the Cougars are getting what they need in free throw misses from Jones. Two of them the last time, and he's 1-for-4 tonight. Will they put him back on the floor is the question if you're Iowa State.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was good defense by Lipsy. He didn't let Dallin kind of turn that corner, and Dallin is running out of real estate. But I think it's similar to the Utah play. But, yeah, do you put Jones? He's a big body. He can catch the ball, but do you put him on there just because?
Yeah, Robert Jones will not be on the floor. He's a free throw liability right now. Momchilovic, Trey King, Keyshawn Gilbert, Taman Lipsy, Curtis Jones on the floor for Iowa State. One-point game, 64-63 Cyclones, 12.7 Cyclones trigger. BYU hoping for a steal and then for free throw misses. The ball in, knocked out. BYU went for the steal. Johnson knocked out, 12.4. At least 0.3 have to go off the clock on those situations, and it did. Lipsy will try again. They cannot run the end line. This is a straight baseline trigger. Cannot move with it. Lipsy lobs out to Gilbert. Gilbert gets into forecourt and is now fouled by Spencer Johnson. Keyshawn Gilbert, a 72% free throw shooter, is 2-for-4, missed both of his last two free throw tries, and 10.5 to go. And even if he makes them both, BYU have a shot to tie at the end to get to overtime. 10.5 remaining, 64-63 Cyclones. Keyshawn Gilbert, 2-for-4, coming off of two straight misses, shoots two on the foul to Johnson, his third. Free throw good, two-point game. 65-63, BYU led by 14 in the second half. The Cyclones have come all the way back and looking to hang on now. The Cougs have 10.5 on the clock and no timeouts remaining. Their final timeout was gone with 7 minutes to play here in the second half. It'll be Gilbert for a second of two. He's got 5 points on the night.
I think if you're BYU, maybe you go for a quick two and then try to make him pin down the ball to Jones so they can't call a timeout.
65-63. We'll see if it gets to three first of all. It does. Free throw good. Big shots by Gilbert. 66-63. Down to 7 seconds. Dallin Hall, three-pointer right side. Strong on it. Rebound, Iowa State. And Gilbert is fouled with 1 second to go and makes one free throw and it's over.
You can't fall down. He was wide open on that.
BYU a 2-for-15 second half from three, and that number's going to hold. BYU, without something miraculous, will fall to 0-7 this year when shooting under 32% from the three-point line. That was the decisive number for BYU in the second half. So many of those early threes in the half were spinners, as in they spun out. The free throw good, and that'll do it. So Keyshawn Gilbert makes three clutch free throws in the closing second. 67-63 Cyclones are going to win this one here in Ames. One more free throw. 1.4 on the clock. And Iowa State's backing everything off. Free throw, good. Five-point game, it's over. 68-63 Cyclones with 1.4. Dallin Hall lets it roll, picks it up from backcourt, the heave. It doesn't go, and your final, Iowa State 68, BYU 63 on senior night. Postgame recap next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball in the Big 12 plays here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Ames, Iowa. We're here at Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State outscored BYU by 16 after halftime to win by 5, 68-63. BYU led by 11 at the break, 38-27. We're outscored 41-25 after halftime. And it was the three-point number that does BYU in. The Cougs' three-point shooting kind of dried up after the break. 2-for-15 after a 6-for-14 first half. And so many of the early threes in the second half were halfway in, it felt, before they spun out. And on this night, that was enough to kind of turn the tide and send the Cyclones into a bit of a rush the other way as they get out in transition, force a few BYU turnovers, and end up pulling away to win it by 5 tonight. Not a lot of true fast break points for Iowa State, but a lot of points off of turnovers in this one. 18-9 is the points off of turnovers disparity, and pretty decisive on this night. BYU turned it over 17 times after only 11 against Iowa State back in Provo. That was a pretty big number tonight, and 18-9, the points off of turnovers decisive on this evening. BYU shoots 39% for the night. Iowa State only 37, so BYU outshoots Iowa State in the loss. BYU 8-for-29 from deep. Iowa State 6-for-18. Free throws fairly even, 11-for-16 for BYU, 12-for-18. For Iowa State, BYU outboarded the Cyclones 45-35, including 14-13 on the offensive glass, but those 14 offensive rebounds turned into only 9 second-chance points. You want to be at least 1-to-1 on that ratio. Iowa State also below on the ratio, 13 offensive rebounds to 11 second-chance points. The points off of turnovers, I gave them to you, 19-8 in the Cyclones' favor. Second-chance points in the Cyclones' favor, 11-9. Bench points go to BYU, 37-22. Paint points to BYU, plus 4 at 28-24. Fast break, inconsequential on this night, 5-4, BYU by a point. BYU had 8 blocks in this game, but I think they all came in the first half. Iowa State 10 steals contributing to BYU's 17 turnovers. BYU led for almost 22 minutes. Iowa State on its home floor led for under 14 minutes, but lead when it matters most at the end of the game. BYU's second half shooting did the Cougars in. 23% from the field, 13% from three. And those numbers not enough to hold the Cyclones at bay. The Cyclones shot 42 and 33% after the break, respectively. So BYU was so effective and so efficient in the first half at better than 1.2 points per possession. Ends up on the night at 0.969. So a very tough second half for BYU. Again, only 2-for-15 from three, when any of those threes early might have made a difference in this ballgame on this night. BYU led by a career-high tying 20 points from Richie Saunders, 11 for Jackson Robinson, 7s for Hall and Johnson, 6 for Nell, 6 for Traore, 3s for Waterman and Khalifa playing and not scoring Stewart. Iowa State 19 for Lipsy, 18 for Curtis Jones, 8 for Keyshawn Gilbert, 7 for Robert Jones, Trey King 6, Milan Momcilovic 6, and Hassan Ward had 4, getting it to 68 for the Cyclones to BYU's 63. BYU ends the game not scoring in the final 4 minutes and 24 seconds. The Cyclones, who were down by 2, 63-61, end the game on a 7-0 run. BYU down 1, had possession and a chance for the win, but a late turnover as Downhall tried to turn the corner, spelled BYU's doom on this night. BYU drops into a tie for 6th in the Big 12 Conference at 9-8, tied with TCU, which was a road winner on this night. BYU with a win on Saturday can finish its first Big 12 season with a winning record, but the chances of BYU getting into a top 4 situation seeding take a hit tonight, certainly on the road here at Hilton. All right, more to come from Hilton Coliseum with Coach conversation with Mark Pope. That is still ahead. For now, we're going to send it back to BYU Radio and Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live with your host, Ben Bagley. Final score here in Ames is Iowa State 68 and BYU 63 on. Oh, well, before we do that, let's take care of a couple of items of business very quickly. I did forget to give you our New Skin data discovery, and I want to do that before we break. It's brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. And sadly for BYU, it's that contrast in three-point shooting, 43% in the first half, and that number drops a full 30% to 13% in half number two, and that 30% drop spelled BYU's demise on this night. That's the valuable stat of the, or that's the New Skin data discovery brought to you by New Skin. And the data not encouraging in this respect, but was a reason, a big reason Iowa State came back for the win tonight. This evening's Waystar star of the game is Richie Saunders. Richie with a career-high tying 20 points on this night. And so kudos to Richie, the Waystar star of the game. It's brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at Waystar.com. All right, Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live with Ben Bagley coming up next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.